In December, then-Governor Rick Snyder signed into law a measure to make it tougher to mount a petition drive to get a proposal onto the statewide ballot. Since then, Attorney General Dana Nessel has ruled that part of the law is unconstitutional, and Republican legislators have countered with a lawsuit. But people are still allowed to work on petition drives, and the Board of State Canvassers met yesterday to start developing guidelines for how to do that while the legal process plays out. Norm Schinkel is a member of the Board of State Canvassers, and he joins me now. Norm, good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Good to be here with you.
The 2018 law made a fundamental change to the petition drive process by placing some limits on where people could collect signatures. Would you explain what the law changed about that process?
Well, it's a little bit like when you're running for office. Some of the requirements are that you can't get all your signatures from one spot. The new law said that you can't get more than 15% of your signatures from one congressional district.
And so what is the role of the Board of State Canvassers in general and in this situation?
We approve the form of petitions. We certify election results. We also approve the language for recall petitions. It's a committee that is in the state constitution, made up of two Republicans, two Democrats.
In Michigan, the Attorney General's legal opinion sets policy for state agencies unless that legal opinion is overruled by a court later on. What did you and your fellow board members work on at yesterday's meeting to make the guidelines gel with Attorney General Nessel's opinion that the 15% limitation per congressional district is unconstitutional?
Well, yeah, she found several things she didn't like with it. That was one of them. The other was the requirement that the circulator had to indicate whether they were being paid or not. She thought that was unconstitutional. So what we did yesterday was approved the instructions for someone to say, how do you get a petition done in Michigan? So if somebody says, well, I want to do a petition drive in Michigan, how does it work? This is what we approved yesterday, the form of how you do it under the new law.
Spring and summer are prime signature collecting seasons. For people working on a campaign to bring a question to the ballot, what are the practical implications of the uncertainty while this legal process is happening?
I put forward a motion that was going to be considered next week. And the motion said, unless otherwise overturned by the court, that any signature collected under the current law, and that's what we did yesterday. We put up before the current rules, any signature collected will be valid. But if the court changes the form, then future signatures have to be collected under the new form.
So the current rules, meaning the rules that Attorney General Dana Nessel has advised on.
Right. Well, what we approved yesterday, this form is what people would go by. Basically, you can collect all your signatures from one town. For a statewide petition drive. They can do that right now.
Norm, the Board of State Canvassers is made up of two Republicans and two Democrats. You're a Republican. How has that political dynamic played into this process?
The canvassers are not in disagreement with anything here. We're just trying to, get our the people that want to circulate a petition, we're trying to get them efficiently in the field here as fast as we can. And hopefully, whatever they collect won't be found to be invalid, you know, six weeks from now, and some court might overturn what the Attorney General did. The canvassers and I, as the Republican member, I follow what the Attorney General did. I'm not going against what the Attorney General did. I'm under oath to do that.
So, Norm, could you explain where things stand now and what's next for you and your colleagues on the Board of State Canvassers on this issue?
It could very well be that what we did yesterday is the final word. If the courts say they're happy with where it stands, then we just have the rules. If the courts say, well, we think 608 was a good law, then we go back to the rules that they're under 608.
That's the bill number.
Yeah, the rules that the circulators use. And that could happen in a month or whatever it might take. We have three groups of people that are interested in putting petitions in the field that will be approving their forms next week. Two of them had to deal with Right to Life. The third petition is one that says you can't be a registered voter in Michigan if you're not a U.S. citizen.
Norm Schinkel is a member of the Michigan Board of State Canvassers. Thanks a lot for your time.
Doug, great talking to you today. Have a good one.